Let us begin with a prayer.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We consider all of our scripture readings today as we focus on the blood of the new covenant poured out for us, friends in Christ Jesus. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus so desired to share the Passover meal with his disciples. Now, usually this was a family event, so it was likely that Jesus had never shared this meal with the ones that he had handpicked to be the foundation of the Church of the New Covenant, the Holy Christian and Apostolic Church, at that Holy Old Covenant deliverance meal. Jesus took the unleavened bread that was present on the Passover table and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you." And then he took the cup of the wine reminiscent of the blood of the Passover lamb that had been painted on the doorpost of each house of the people of Israel who were still captive in Egypt in the bondage of slavery. And he said to them, "Drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this in remembrance of me." We need to remember. We need to remember because everything that we have as Christians is centered in Christ's death, centered in his body broken and the blood of the new covenant poured out on us. The blood of Jesus Christ ushers us into this new covenant. The basis on which God makes a covenant is always a sacrifice. Without a sacrifice, there can be no covenant. And whenever there is a sacrifice, there must be the shedding of blood. We all know that the Bible has come to us in the form of two covenants, two testaments, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Covenant between God and Israel was dedicated, sealed with the blood of the sacrificial animals. As a result of this covenant, God delivered Israel from the bondage of Egypt. And when Israel became a nation, God gave them the law as a part of that covenant. The covenant bound God to his word, and it bound Israel to the terms of the covenant. The New Testament is a new covenant, a new agreement, and a new promise ratified, enacted, and sealed in blood. Not of beasts, but of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of the blood, there is no way Jesus could have established a new covenant between God and man. Under the old covenant, only one man could approach God in the Holy of Holies, and that once a year, the high priest. This took place on the Day of Atonement. On that day, the Jewish high priest, after many washings and purifications, and with the blood of the sacrificed animals, he went into the Holy of Holies, where he sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat to make atonement for the sins, his own sins first, and then the sins of the nation. And this only covered the nation for 1 year, and it had to be repeated annually. This is the reason why the high priest never sat down when performing the ceremony. In the foreknowledge of God, all of this is designed to foreshadow what was to be accomplished by the single, all-sufficient sacrifice of Jesus Christ. After offering his blood, Jesus sat down at the Father's right hand, signifying that no sacrifice would ever be needed again. The blood of Christ had accomplished an eternal redemption for all of mankind. You know, if the old covenant had been perfect, there would have been no need for a new covenant. As our high priest, Christ has a much more excellent ministry to God than the high priest under the old covenant. He does not offer the blood of bulls or goats, which can only temporarily cover sin. Instead, he pleads our case to the Father on the merit of his own blood. The new covenant is better than the old because it was enacted with the eternal blood of Jesus Christ. Under the new covenant, all believers may come into the presence of God at all times. When the blood of the new covenant was shed, the veil of the temple separating unholy man from the holy God was torn from top to bottom. This showed that this rending was done as an act of God, and that man had been given now unrestricted access to God. The unrestricted access that we now enjoy as a people of God. So to understand the new covenant, we have to understand the meaning of this Passover meal. The disciples were aware of the implications of this meal as they had often participated in it. During this meal, the children would ask their father certain questions, and he would answer their questions by telling them of how God delivered them from slavery in Egypt and led them to the promised land. The Passover meal commemorated Israel's deliverance from the bondage of Egypt, where they had lived as slaves. Every type of food on the table had a spiritual meaning, especially the roasted lamb. It reminded them of the lamb's blood that was smeared on the doorpost of their home so that the death angel would pass over them and enter only into the homes of the Egyptians. The lamb's blood was for their redemption, as it showed that the coming judgment had already been carried out on the sacrificed lambs. The Israelites also had to eat every part of the roasted lamb before they started their journey into freedom. This meal was for their healing and for their strength. They were strengthened, and there was not one feeble person among them. The meal would bring to mind for the people of Israel God's salvation and his deliverance from slavery in Egypt. Our Lord's institution of Holy Communion was to bring in mind for us a greater deliverance. A deliverance from the slavery to sin and its penalty, death. As the blood of the Lamb saved the Israelites, so the blood of Jesus saves us. In the sacrament of the altar, we are partaking in that new covenant. The wine, Jesus tells us, is the blood, his blood, shed on the cross for our redemption. And the bread is his body given to us to be eaten for our healing, for our forgiveness, for our strength. Just as with the Jewish Passover meal, God strengthened and sustained his people for their pilgrimage to the promised land, so in Holy Communion, believers are nourished and strengthened for our own spiritual journey. On that most holy Thursday night so long ago, Jesus participated in a most sacred old covenant deliverance meal with his disciples, and in so doing, instituted a most sacred new covenant deliverance meal for his New Testament disciples. That's us. After the meal, Jesus and his disciples went out singing hymns to a nearby garden called Gethsemane to pray. There, Jesus was arrested by a group led by one of his own. Before the night was over, he stood before the Jewish religious council. And because they could not sentence him to death, he was shipped off to stand trial before the Roman governor. tomorrow we will contemplate again the events of that Friday that we now call good, but on that day seemed anything but good for Jesus and his followers. But like the New Testament sacrament of Holy Communion, everything that happened that most holy week was for us and for our salvation. For we are together in Christ to gather his people. And friends in Christ Jesus, God loves you. He loves you very much. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds always in Christ Jesus. Amen.